Your host, Jim Nelson. The time is exactly 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for Cabaret.
And this is Desdemona Finch, your host, and we're here with Reverend Freakchild on Cabaret, our weekly live music program. And kick it off, guys.
Hey, all right. Well, hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Reverend Freakchild. We're here with Malcolm, the Minister of Bass, and soon to be joined by a couple other young lads, Brendan and Will. But we're going to do a couple blues tunes for you here. It's Holy Week, and we'll send some tunes over across the pond. Some of my friends over there that had a little fire, and hopefully they're rebuilding, and hopefully we'll send some good vibes out in the universe. Anyway, on with the music, right? My truck, but I ended up eating breakfast, broken down and out of luck. Yeah, man, that's me. Oh, man, sing it with me, people. Man, that's me. Oh, a day late and a dollar short in this world. I can't seem to find no comfort. A day late, a dollar short. Come on, help me, people. A day late. Yeah, a day late. Come on, Dennis, help us out. Come on. Yeah, a day late, a dollar short. In this world I can't seem to find no comfort. Well, now Compton gambling down in the city of sin. Well, dealer calls seven out, damn, chipped again. Oh, man, that's me. Man, that's me. No, man, that's me. Man, that's me. Well, a day late and a dollar short. Dollar short, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, yeah. Oh, daily, dollar short, oh, daily, dollar short. In this world, I can't seem to find no comfort. Well, I went down to the competition, yeah. I thought I had won, but then they announced a winner, and I wasn't the one. Oh, man, that's me. Man, that's me. Oh. Dollar short. In this world I can't seem to find no comfort. Oh, a day late, a dollar short. Oh, a day late, yeah. A day late, a dollar short. Oh, a day late, a dollar short. In this world I can't seem to find, yeah, no comfort. Well, it's a sad song, but thanks for helping me sing it. Mm-hmm. And, well, since we're here on the KGNU Cabaret, might as well do another tune, huh? Well, sometimes, you know, you're so blue, you can't see straight, man, you know? But, you know, hey, what you gonna do, man? Just another living organism here on the planet Earth. But this is a little tune about tears of fire. Tears of fire. Yeah, tears of fire. Yeah, tears of fire. Tears of fire. Yeah, words in her hand. Yeah, tears of fire. woman of a man. Yeah. Yeah, tear the fire. Yeah, I'll try to put a rose in her hand. Yeah, tear the fire. I'll try to put a rose in her hand. Wrapped around the name of another man. Yeah, yeah, tears of fire. Yeah, what's a good man to do? Tears of fire. Yeah, I got the burning eyes. Ooh. Yeah, tears of fire. Yeah, I got the burning eyes. Well, these tears of fire got me so weary. Oh my, oh my. Yeah, whew, all right. Getting the demons out here on KGNU, Cabaret, that's with a K. We're going to be doing some magic tricks later. Stick around. Those will be interesting. Hey, we're in the mountains. Oh, wait, I'm going to play another guitar. Another kind of type of guitar. What do you think, Des? You want to tell them about the new album?
I'm here. I'm actually alive. Yes. It's that time of year again, and Reverend Freakchild has another album out. And this year, it's called Rude Dog Dharma, which is, you describe it.
Well, you know, I've been working with this fellow Radio Joe for the last better part of a decade, and he's a wonderful guy. I call him the most persistent hippie, and you know, he keeps on saying, "Hey, man, you want to go do a radio show?" And I love doing the radio shows because, you know, you can just tell people, lay your hands on the radio, just like right now. If you're listening out there, lay your hands on the radio, people. If you got any cancer, arthritis, rheumatisms, just lay your hands on the radio. Everything's going to be all right. Just let the soothing sounds of KGNU, you, heal you. So anyway, I had this stack of CDs from just doing radio shows. You know, this dude, he books me some gigs, and he's kind of like my default manager, agent, whatever. And I thought, man, maybe I'm going to put an album together and sort of dedicate it to him. And he emailed me one day, a few months back, and he said, you know, I went to my doctor, and he gave me a year to live, and I have esophageal cancer. So that just threw me through for a loop, man. I was like, what? I was like, definitely going to dedicate this album for this cat now, you know? So.
And he does a lot of this stuff for people.
Yeah, I mean, he works with a lot of people.
A lot of people, like, I think Lorraine Leke, I'm not sure, from
exactly,
New York.
Exactly, yep, and Hugh Poole.
That's
and
a lot.
Jack Grace and,
that's kind of.
Jeff Halford, one of my label mates and everything. So, you know, his daughter has talked him into doing the treatment because he has these two grandkids that he just adores. So he's going to do the treatment, but he's back, I think, in sunny California, just trying to heal up a bit. He's taken some of these herbal remedies that are now legal in Colorado. I told him, at least eat it. Don't smoke it because it's going to make the esophageal thing worse. You know, anyway, but so. Anyway, we'll send this one out to him, and the latest album is dedicated to him, and it's called Road Dog Dharma because, you know, I've been studying a little.
It's a bummer now. I'm just depressed. You just depressed
me. Well, we're going
to
play a real depressing song.
Yeah,
just jump out the window now. Just get it over with, you know. Come on, people. You know, you got to hang in there, be tough, people. There's a lot of beautiful things happening in this world. You just got to hang in there and be tough.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? This song is going to go out to all those people that need some loving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or want some loving.
What's the name of it?
This tune right here?
Yes.
This tune is called As the Years Go Passing By by Peppermint Harris.
Oh, wow, cool. Yeah.
There that's in love, that needs somebody to love, and all those people that wants to be loved, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm gonna leave it up to you. Oh, so long, goodbye. I say I'm gonna leave it up to you, baby. So long, so long, goodbye. Well, you know my loving will follow you as the years go passing by. I give you all that I own. Yeah, that's one thing you can't deny. I'll give you all that I own. That's one thing you can't deny. And you know my love will follow you. Let them years go passing by. That's the saddest song I know, I think. It's so weird. It's usually like this audience, but it's like in Radioland, you're like, cricket, cricket. Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing? We're on air. Anyway.
Thanks for making us depressed. That was a great song. I love it. I liked your jazz guitar.
Thank you. And we're trying stuff. To just, we're trying to bring you as low down as possible, you know?
This is the
arc of Holy Week, right? Like, damn.
Okay.
This guy, I don't know if you heard about this guy, Jesus. He's coming to town this weekend. Yeah, I think everybody's kind of excited about that. They're
really?
Planting eggs, and there's Easter bunnies.
I
don't know what's going on.
This
it's very weird festival. And but this whole thing about, you know, how they just got down on this guy, man. They put him on this cross. I don't know if you never heard this story.
No, never.
Wow,
I've never,
strange.
Never heard this
and,
story.
And apparently they killed him, and then, you know, it gets as low as it can go. They think he's gone. And then, hey, I'm back, baby.
He's back.
And he's doing like 15 dates on the East Coast with like opening up for Elvis.
No,
you didn't hear about this?
I didn't know about that one.
That was weird, man.
I thought it was Tom Waits he was hanging out with and opening for. Whenever he never.
Anyway, no disrespect, people. Jesus is just all right with me, you know what I'm saying? But you know, whether you're a believer or a non-believer, this life is impermanent, you know what I'm saying? So enjoy it while it lasts. Yeah, I see everybody wanna laugh. Nobody wanna cry. Yeah, I see everybody wanna laugh. Yeah, but nobody wanna cry. Everybody wanna go to heaven. Nobody sure wanna die. All right, we're gonna be good. Everybody wanna know the reason without asking why. Now everybody wanna know the reason without asking why. Here we go, real ending. We had a real turn. Everybody wanna go to heaven, yeah, but nobody wanna die. Telling a lie. Yeah, everybody wanna go to heaven, but nobody sure wanna die. Yeah, I said everybody wanna go to heaven, but nobody wanna die. Yeah, everybody.
Listening to Cabaret. This is KGNU, and we're here with Reverend Freakchild. And would you please introduce all your people here?
Yes.
He's got his bluegrass band here, too, so, you know, it's really exciting.
We have a bluesy grass band waiting in the wings. We're going to introduce them and bring them up. You want to do one more, or you want to?
It's up to you.
Let's do, we're going to do, and Malcolm and I are going to do one more, and then we'll bring these cats up. So, you know, we're just going to, that was a little teaser.
Yeah.
There's actual cats in the studio, people. Don't worry, there's plenty of kitty litter. All right. We're going to do one more tune. Then we'll introduce everybody. Sorry. All right, this is the Hippie Blues Man Blues. Apropos to our banter, we apologize, but also thank you for listening. I don't know where this English accent come from, but I'll be listening to you a lot. It's getting more Cockney as it goes along here. I know, my sister's coming into town for the gig on Sunday. We're going to do a Sunday celebration.
Good.
Easter,
good.
The Laughing Goat, and she's coming in, and she would be like, she's a really avant-garde studied actress, but she'd be like, where is that accent from? Is it like, I don't know, I'm joking around. I just know how to say inventory. And Mary Wilma.
Schedule.
Schedule. Flat.
Schedule.
Okay, what are we doing? Oh, yeah, we were going to do this too.
Hippie Blues Man.
Oh, Hippie Blues Man Blues. Yes, that's off the new album, actually. We got it.
It's off your old album, too.
It's on the new and the old. It's very complicated mythology out there.
This time, it's probably going to be, it won't have, Who's the guy? Mark Caron on
Mark
it, right?
Caron is on the vinyl. We just printed up some vinyl, people. Beautiful stuff. And we recorded it onto 2-inch, mixed it onto 1-inch. This is getting a little too technical for you people. But we, and then we printed up vinyl, which is old school.
It's it's not GarageBand.
Right, exactly. It's for real vinyl. And then we had an insert done by a wonderful local artist, J. James McFarland.
It's worth the, you know, get the album
it's
just
like,
for the insert.
It's 1972, people.
It's cool.
J. James went through the album, listened to the album, took phrases that he liked, and put that into imagery in the insert. So there's lyrics in there, and then on the other side, there's this psychedelic, like, spiral of, like, oh, my God, that's the image from that song. Wait a second. What? Oh, my God. So don't take any heavy psychedelics while you're looking at that poster. I'm just going to warning. There's no warning on the poster, but I'm going to give you the warning now, okay? Anyway, this is Hippie Blues Fan Blues. So I had the unfortunate experience of having all my stuff unwillingly liberated from me out. Yeah, the violins are playing for the Freak Child. Oh, it was horrible, man. I got my guitars and my gear, like $400 from the night before's gig. It was stolen from me, smashed and grabbed. It was a violation. So word to the wise, don't leave any of your gear in the car. But this is a little tune, you know, and the Miwok people out there, you know, like the native people here, Arapaho, but the native people out there are called the Miwok. And they used to call the San Francisco Bay, they call it the mouth of the sundown sea. So I like to say, will the mouth of the sundown sea swallowed all my stuff? They got my guitars and my gear. Holy suitcase, it was rough. Yeah, I was standing there on a puddle of my own tears. With my flesh and my bones just laughing at my fears. But there ain't no problems, only solutions. I think I'm gonna join a revolution. I got the hippie blue man blue. Well, now I just passed the path of a black cat. Yeah, but I seem to be stuck in this psychedelic cul-de-sac. Well, I got a mojo hand and a gypsy woman, too. Well, she gave me advice, but I forgot what to do. Ain't no problem, only solution. I think I'm gonna join a revolution. I got the hippie blue man blue. Revolution, got the hippie blue man blue. Well, now if you want to sing the blues, yeah, you got to get to church. Yeah, swimming in muddy waters, yeah, and do some research. Well, it's a lonely lament, yeah, howling at the moon. But don't worry, son, you'll be feeling better soon. Well, there ain't no problems, only solutions. I think I'm gonna join a revolution. I got the hippie blue man blue. I got the hippie.
Blink.
All right. Well, hey, thanks so much for having us. You know, we got George Figgs behind the board there and the Dez, the amazing Dez, hosting us here. Thank you so much on the KGNU.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we got, that's Malcolm, the Minister of Bass, people. If you don't know.
Yay.
Yeah, there he is over there. Malcolm was a DJ here for many years. He's familiar with the KGNU vibe, but he's bringing the low end of the spectrum to the enlightenment factor to this evening, and I thank you for doing it. That's Malcolm on the bass, and my name is Reverend Freakchild, and I'd like to introduce a couple cats here.
Meow.
Brendan's going to be joining us on some percussion, drum. What do you call that thing?
This is a conga.
Cajon.
Yeah.
And Will is going to be joining us on a little mandolin. So I think we're going to go do, you know, in honor of this dude coming to town.
Jesus.
Maybe we'll do a little couple tunes about
chocolate
this dude.
Genius or chocolate Jesus. Chocolate Jesus.
That guy was a genius.
Or like,
man. Chocolate Jesus.
That's what.
Gotta be a chocolate Jesus.
Well, I heard that. No, I say. I guess he was. He's coming because he was just in Chicago. I heard.
Jesus.
He was, yeah.
Jesus.
So maybe he's coming here next. I don't know. Jesus just left Chicago, bound for New Orleans. Well, I said, Jesus just left Chicago, bound for New Orleans. Yeah. Now he's working one point to the other and all points in between. Well, now I took a jump through Mississippi, turning muddy water into wine. Well, now I took a jump through Mississippi, turning muddy water into holy wine. Yeah, yeah. Well, now it flows out to California, to the far side of the plains. Take me with me, Jesus. Thank you. Now you may see I'm in poison. Yeah. You may need to see I'm in poison. But you don't have to be ashamed or afraid, man. Yeah, yeah. There it is. Yeah. Just taking care of business is his name, baby. Come on, here we go. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Jesus must be heard me talking about him and broke a string. It's good luck.
Ooh. Oh, did you? Wow. Yeah.
Now what are we doing? Well, if you need to change your strings right now.
I need to change my diaper.
Explain. We were supposed to do this, I think, earlier, but why don't you explain to people who don't know who the hell you are, what you're doing? Why are you called the Reverend?
This is some heavy questions here. I like this.
Why do we have all this Jesus imagery? I mean, they may not. I know, but they may not know.
Testimony, really. It's an exploration of all my psychedelic experiences, truly, really, through the blues and American music that is so wonderful. You know, when we're living here in America, you don't realize how amazing this music is because it's being made in our backyard, you know. The Kool-Aid is being... Barbecue's being cooked up right in our backyard.
You can find these people in England. I mean, all over the place now. They've been kind of taking the traditions with them or have come in and taken them and gone out.
So, yeah, I mean, you can trace a lot of the music back to, I mean, the Aboriginal people here, you know. A lot of people think the blues only just came from Africa and then mixed with the fiddle tunes. But some of those melodies, you know, you could take everything from those Africans when you took everything from them and shipped them over here, you know.
And they even had the banjo.
Yeah, and they created the banjo back, you know. But you couldn't take those songs out of their heads, even though you took everything away from them, you know?
That's what you're missing a banjoist here in your bluegrass Avengers group here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're waiting for Otis Taylor to come on by and sit in.
Oh, that would be fun. Where are you, Otis? Maybe you could channel your brain to Otis's brain. Do a trance, you know, and have him.
Anyway, and then, you know, you got the fiddle tunes from England and everything. But, you know... American music is a beautiful gumbo of sorts, but you know the real backbeat and what I realized with this latest album, you know, I did this tune called Opus Earth and then Opus Space, and I had my he didn't really want me to call him my medicine man sing on it. The only reason he did it is because he owed me some money, but he said he really, you know, that's for ceremony, but you know that beat, a lot of that is coming from. You know, people attribute that to Afro-Cuban, but there was already some rhythm going on here in the United States. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to speak for myself and my white ancestors got here. And they went all down to Texas, but... So anyway, you know, I grew up with a mother who was a classical pianist, and that didn't really take, you know, it was a lot of, are you practicing in there? I'm like, yeah, Mom, I'm practicing. That was for the people in the studio. But,
gesture.
It was a gesture.
You can only imagine.
Nuance. I'm not comfortable with that word, but gesture. I like that word. Anyway, my dad played me. My mom played amazing. She still does. Plays amazing. She, you know, I went to see this classical performance one time, and I was like, wow, I know this performance so well. Mm-hmm. Why do I know it? This piece. It was a piano sonata, you know, piano and symphony. And my mom was like, well, I used to practice that like 4 hours a day when you were growing inside of me. I was like, oh my God, my ears were developing while my mom was playing piano. And then, you know, I popped out of the womb, and my dad was like, hey man, let me play you a little Muddy Waters. So that sounded like fun to me. I was like, oh, Howlin' Wolf. Oh, Sonny Boy Williamson. My dad loves the harp players too, so he's always like, oh yeah, don't let let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You know what I'm saying? You know. And my dad, people ask me, like,
he talked exactly like.
Well, he tries to be that cool guy, you know. When we're shooting dice in Vegas, he's like, "Hey, come on, man," you know. But he turned me on to the blues and rock and roll, and you know.
And why are you here in Boulder? Because you are a local. He is a local artist. This is Cabaret. We're listening to Reverend Freakchild, and he is just.
So,
expounding
long story
on
short,
background.
You know, I grew up in Hawaii. I moved back east with my folks. You know, you usually follow those people when you're 9 years old that are clothing and feeding you. So, I went with them.
Helpful.
Yeah.
Helpful.
Yeah, and then I got my BS and BS from Northeastern University in Boston. I like to say, hey, degree in philosophy. Ba-dum-ching. These are the jokes, people. Doesn't get better than this. That's it. And then I...
Crickets.
I was a drug addict for 10 years. That was fun. That was a full-time job, being a drug addict. Whew, hardest job I ever had. I didn't even get a t-shirt. There was nothing. You don't get anything for that other than like, yeah, I was a drug addict. Great. Don't do that. And then I sobered up and I worked with cancer kids for the better part of a decade in New York, and I got burnt out on that. And I was working with this guy, Radio Joe, and he said, man, uh-huh. You're getting a lot of radio play out in Colorado. Why don't you go out there? And I said, this is perfect. I need a break from all this New York City stuff. I was burnt out on the job. I was burnt out on the girlfriend. I was burnt out on New York City. And I came out here, and I'm walking down Pearl Street going, why am I not living here, man? This is beautiful out here. Not to anybody that's listening out here. It's horrible. Don't come out here.
Yeah, don't.
It's really, 300 days of sun is really disgusting. So I came out here. And
you might run into this character on the streets. That might be difficult.
So I actually went over to Naropa University and continuing my philosophical studies and moving into more of philosophy and religion. There's great Eastern arts over there. Studied some Tai Chi. And I'm getting a Master of Divinity. Working on a Master of Divinity degree.
Now, I got a burning question.
Don't hurt yourself. It's burning.
Yes, now, ma'am. I know divinity is very difficult. I've heard it's very difficult. Yes. Tom, the guy from Tom's of Maine, he went to Harvard. He said it was the hardest thing he ever had to do. But when the heck are you getting out of Naropa? We're just, you know, inquiring minds are wondering.
Well, I've been here for 5 years. If I go 6 years, if I go
PhD?
7 years, I have to reapply to the program. So I've been really, it's a joke, but it's honestly, I've been making the most of my midlife crisis here, you know,
that's
in Boulder.
Good.
And it's
really,
beautiful.
You
know,
I
did the drug thing. I was never into fancy cars. There's always time to womanize, you know. I hope my girlfriend's not listening. Hey! But I decided to spend all my money on, you know, edumacation, you know.
Yeah, it's,
so
it's
that's why I brought me to Boulder,
thing.
And it's beautiful out here. And really have embraced, you know, a different kind of spirituality. And Naropa is just a wonderful place. I mean, it's really a contemplative education. But
okay,
really
guys.
Studying Tibetan Buddhism. And yeah, exactly. We're getting on. So anyway, that's the long story short, or the short story long more. But, you know, I got a love of... Oh, meow. We're going to play some ragas now, baby.
Speaking of dead cats.
Although I love the Dharma, and Buddhism's like my chosen, you know, path. My mama used to read to us out of the Bible, make us memorize passages, and then that LSD weekend where I thought it was Jesus, that kind of complicated things, so still working through that, you know.
Yeah, people frequently think they're Jesus.
So anyway, we'll send another song out to this the way cool dude, you know, JC and the boys. Well, you're wrong, boy, you know, Jesus, someone who cares. Jesus, someone who cares, yeah, to hear your prayer. Yeah, I heard that. Well, you're feeling unknown and you're all alone, all flesh and bone by the telephone. Pick up the receiver, he'll make you a believer. Second best, put them to the test. Yeah, things on your chest, you need to confess. He's a forgiver, you know he will deliver. Yeah. out of touch, baby.
One.
You ought to reach out and touch, baby.
Two.
Yeah, reach out and touch, baby.
Three.
Reach out and touch, baby. Stuff. What?
I shouldn't say that.
We'll be doing more of that kind of stuff on Sunday night at the Laughing Goat here in Boulder. We'll be appearing. And, you know, 8 p.m., Laughing Goat, no cover, but, you know, you can bring your checkbook and make a donation, but we'll have CDs and...
You take checks.
Albums.
That's for, nice.
Checks, credit cards, you know, trades. interesting trades considered. Yeah, this is kind of all you talk about the banjo. I got a 5-string guitar here now.
Oh, that's good. And it's in, what, D? Is that tuning a D? D tuning?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do people play?
Is it open D tuning?
They could do that old school, old style, old whatever, clawhammer banjo. I'm sure they do it in open D.
Well, we got time for a couple more, don't we, kids? We're taking calls. We're playing albums. Please. Are you taking calls? I don't know. I just sort of said that.
Don't encourage them. No, I'm kidding.
I'd say call in for some free tickets, but the show on Sunday is free.
Free? It's a free show. Yay.
There's no such thing as a free show. No, that's a lunch.
That's a free lunch. A free show, free lunch. There's no such thing as a free show. You have bad karma if you don't contribute to the musicians, or at least buy their album, or do something like that, or throw things at them. I don't know.
Well, it's actually, there is no such thing as a free show because, like, if you're in the audience, you're part of the show, man. I actually went and saw at the Bow the other night, the Electric Church, Jimi Hendrix playing at the Atlanta Pop Festival. And he was like, the lights were shining into his face. And he was like, hey, man, you know, I can't see the audience. He wanted to, like, commune with the audience, you know, and grab the vibe off of them and then give it back to them, you know. And
yeah,
not that, you know, I'm Jimi Hendrix or, you know,
Oh, this is, you know, Howard Levy, who's the harmonica player?
Yes.
He was with Bella Fleck and a variety of people. He was at the conference on world affairs, and we're talking about how are musicians going to get paid in the future. And it was a great panel because they got this electronic guy who started out as, you know, I guess he was somewhat involved with Spotify.
Right.
And then we had the old school people like, and Howard was talking about how, you know, we get paid a certain amount, but it's mostly dealing with the audience that just adds to it. But we still like to eat. It's always helpful.
Yeah, that always helps to eat. You get a little fueled. Well, you know, you go to, you get a good gig and they'll feed you and water you, you know, and then something grows.
In that apartment you have on the street.
The ancient Chinese song of tuning. We're going, we're digging deep for that joke.
That was bad.
Ooh, hey, yeah, thank you. Saved it. All right, here we go. Anyway, this is the title track off of the album Dial It In, entitled Dial It In. Thus, the title track. And there's a couple versions on the new album, too, that I did on the road. The Road Dog Dharma CD is sort of a, I like to say it's like the placenta of the Dial It In album. It's useful. You can spread it all over your body, and it does good for your skin.
Is that like drinking kombucha or something like that?
I figure after 7 o'clock, this is like an adult show, isn't it? I mean, come on. Even kids that are listening. Ask your parents what that is. Okay, hey. Dial it in, baby. Anyway. Flexing in the crossroads of my mind as the highway hums with the rhythm of time. I got a true but all sense of the coincidence cruise, rambling on the river to highway blues. I'm gonna travel till I get lost and found again. I'm gonna turn on the radio and dial it in. I'm going about 70, 80 miles an hour, just a feeling the sound and a road transpire. Dial it in, yeah, all night long, yeah, grooving tunes with the radio on. Dial it in, gonna be alright. Yeah, the darkest hour right before the light. Dial it in. Can we go beyond what we think of? It's right and wrong, like loss and gain. Yeah, pleasure and pain. Yeah, obscurity and fame. Yeah, and praise and blame. Yeah, or into the sea of equanimity with a compassion beyond identity. Yeah, abiding in the highest of kind with the wisdom of love and them joyous signs. Dial it in. Yeah, all night long. Yeah, groove and tune. Dial it in, gonna be alright. Yeah, the darkest hour, right before the light. Yeah, dial it in. Yeah. Everybody rapping, but they don't know how. Yeah, you should have seen this boy. He was rapping to the cow. Well, he rapped so hard that the cow turned to smoke. Lit up the Chiba and both took a toke. Well, the cow got high and the boy got by. Don't come up to my face and ask me why. I say, I don't get high. I say, I used to get low, but now I know a chemical solution is a spiritual problem. Yo, 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 yo. Well, that reminds me, Dr. Yo will be at the show on Sunday doing some yo-yo magic tricks. Seriously, man, this guy is far out. He's a great yo-yo. Blow your mind, baby, just with a yo-yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo, 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 yo. Well, everybody, everybody, come on. Everybody, everybody out there in radio land, 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 land. Peace and blessings upon you. Hey. Hey. Hey, say, dial it in. all night long. Yeah, all groove and tone with a radio on. Dial it in, gonna be alright. Yeah, the darkest hour, right before the light. So dial it in, gonna be alright. Yeah, the darkest hour, right before the light. Dial it in, gonna be alright. Yeah, that's gonna be alright. Dial it in.
I have another question. What are you doing this summer?
What?
I mean, you usually go on tour during the summer. So are you lined up?
Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to go head back through the Midwest and back east, New York, Boston, gigs and radio and friends and neighbors and Mr. Rogers and Miss Piggy, I think. Wait, what? What was I talking about? Yeah, and then we'll go down to the south and down in New Orleans, Texas, and then back up to Colorado, and then we'll go out to the West Coast. I think I'm going to go to Seattle first this year and then come down to San Francisco and then come back. And then there's like a Grand Junction gig out there we're going to do, I think, on the way back home.
August.
Yeah, in August. So, yeah, fun-filled, music-packed. I kind of think of touring as sort of like, it's one part tour, you know, playing shows and doing radio and appearances and selling albums and, you know, and then one part is like a wandering retreat. You know, you never know what you're going to find out there, man, mm-hmm. or let go of out there.
Oh, I just have one question.
Yeah.
What was the weirdest gig you've ever had on tour?
Weirdest gig? I don't know.
Outside of New York, because, you know, New York's always interesting anyhow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know the weirdest one would be, you know.
The most enlightening one.
Well, you know, they get strange when you have people that are inviting you over, and then it's like, oh, you guys are, this is some illicit activity here, but you're paying us a lot of money. Those get really weird, and I can't really even talk about those. But I'll give you a hint. Like, you know, there's like people doing, you know, like strange sexual things, like, you know, and then there's also people like, you know, like huge like blocks of hash. They're like just like melting in front of you, and you're just like, oh my God, I don't smoke anymore, dude. But I gotta go outside for a second. You know, it's sort of like you want to entertain them, but they're, you know, you know, I think the best gigs, I'll go there, are the gigs that you, like we were talking about before with audience. It's not even about the money. You're just like having fun, and that's just a bonus if people are, you know, buying merch or paying you money and feeding you. You know, like that's just, they realize that you need to get on down the road and you need a couple dollars to do that and eat and, you know, survive kind of thing. But when there's audience there,
that's always helpful when you have people there.
And weird things happen. As the Rev, you know, there's a special kind of audience that comes out. You know, they're the people that are, you know, Satan worshipers and they need a little healing. Those are the kinds of people I was talking about before. But the other type of people are people that are just regular people that are having a hard time. You know, I played this gig out in Ohio one time and it's like a roadhouse and I'm just jamming by myself, you know. I usually do this next tune that we're going to do called It's Gonna Be All Right, which is an old Reverend Gary Davis tune. I sort of do it as a thing at the end just to send everybody on the way, you know, and, you know, it's going to be all right. It's a great sentiment, right? And I did it at the end of the first set, and I was like, why did I do that? And this cat came up to me. He's like, I don't know if you remember me, but last time you came through town, I bought one of your CDs because you played that song. And about 2 days before I saw you play, my oldest son died of a drug overdose. And I've been singing that song every day since. And it's gotten me through the hard times. And I said, oh my God, like that's better, more reward than any money or food or fame or anything. I was like, wow, I just did what the music's supposed to do. It wasn't even my tune. I'm just playing it. I'm in sort of thinking of myself in the Reverend's tradition of Reverend Gary Davis, you know, or all these guys. And hey man, I just like that tune too. And for some reason I played it then. And he said, I got to take off. And I was like, wow, I'm so glad I played it at the end of the first set. That's kind of weird. I never do that. And he said, hey man, thanks so much. He bought, you know, like 10 t-shirts. And
wow, nice.
I was like, wow, okay,
thank
cool. You.
You
know, cash and prizes along with the great vibe. He gave them out to all his families and his son, his other son. He's got like two or three other sons. Like email, he's like, man, when are you coming back to town, man? I got your t-shirt. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm making a stop in Ohio, you know, like, okay, we'll do that. So that kind of thing where I can, you know, that's the other side of the weirdest. That's weird, right? Like to be like,
no, part that's of so the, weird. That's really exciting. That's terrific.
It was beyond, you know,
That makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, it was really nice to be like, oh, wow.
All the gross restrooms you've had to deal with and stuff like that.
Right, exactly.
People stealing your equipment, you know.
Yeah. Although I do smell that, like, urine and yeasty smell and beer, stale beer. That's good times. That's a good time smell.
Good times. Well, wait a minute. We're 5 minutes before the top of the hour.
Yes.
And up next, we have Corriente with DJ Ryder.
Very nice.
So I wanted to introduce everyone. And I want to thank you guys for coming in. And
yeah, thanks for having us.
Is this song going for 5 minutes at least?
Yeah, we'll do one. We'll do like a little bit of a meta prayer here. We'll have some people hopefully singing along, laying their hands on the radio, and just healing
and
the good vibes. And
this has been Cabaret and Reverend Freakchild.
Yes, thank you, Des, and thanks you, Mr. Figgs, and I forget your name, but thank you, too. And thanks, everybody, at KGNU, and also I just want to introduce the voice of Will Thomas here. This is, Sean, okay, and back there. Malcolm, the Minister of Bass. Brennan, playing some drums for us, and my name is Reverend Freakchild. Thanks for having us, and we're going to play out with a little old Reverend Gary Davis tune called It's Gonna Be All Right. Kind of in tune. Close enough. Well, lay your hands on the radio, people, and sing along, because, you know, it ain't going to hurt you. You know, it's just like a candle. If you got a candle lit and you light somebody else's candle, it don't hurt your candle enough. It don't hurt none. I mean, you might spill a little wax on you, and I don't know, maybe you're into that. It's not my thing, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not judging. All right. We're going to be all right. Going to be all right. Gonna be alright someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe gonna be alright someday. Gonna be alright, people. Come on now. Everybody out there in Radio Land, come on now. You're thinking, oh man, I ain't gonna sing along. That ain't gonna make me feel better. I mean, it couldn't hurt. I mean, if you're feeling bad and you start singing along, you start feeling better, hey, man. And if you're feeling good and you just start singing along, you may be even feeling better than that. You know what I mean? I don't want to, like, bring you to like, one of them ecstasy orgasm moments, but, you know, come on. Let's keep this show PG, people. Come on. Here we go. At least PG-13. Come on. Hey, come on. We're here. Oh, hi. We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. Be alright someday. Deep in my heart, do believe gonna be alright someday. It's gonna be alright, people. Alright, let's sing this next verse out to the loved ones. I just talked to my mama today, you know. There might be some mothers and fathers, or maybe a benefactor that you had in your life that's helped you along the way. They might be having a little hard time there, you know, on their path. So let's send it out to them. Maybe somebody in the hospital, or a daughter, a son, or relatives that need some loving. Let's send it out. Come on. Gonna be alright. Come on, Dad, sing with us. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. All right, people, let's just sing it out to everybody on the planet. All 8 billion, what are they, 8 billion, 9 billion, 10 billion, 11 billion, 12 billion, 13.5 billion light years ago. Here we go. Let's send it out, this one, to the universe, everybody. Can you imagine that? Everybody on the planet singing this song at once? That would be weird, wouldn't it? Wow. Come on now. Gonna be all right. Gonna be all right. Gonna be alright, yeah, someday. Deep in my heart, do believe gonna be alright. God bless, people. Take care of each other and enjoy your life. Thank you. Hello.
It's 8 o'clock, and it's time for Corriente. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Baba, baba, you don't do.